This is the Bloomberg Exchange Traded Funds Report with Katherine Cowdery.
This report is for Thursday, September 22nd. Smart beta ETFs are growing by leaps and bounds. Matt Hogan, chief executive of Inside ETF, says smart beta products have about $250 billion in assets under management, and about $100 billion is expected to flow into them this year. Hogan says that's why Inside ETFs is hosting a smart beta conference in New York City this week.
There's a lot of misinformation and a lot of confusion around smart beta. Beyond what the term means, more importantly, what are these products, how do you properly analyze them, and how do you use them in the portfolio?
Hogan's definition? Any ETF that's not based on the traditional market cap weighted exposure. And he likes them.
The academic arguments for it is sound. I don't hold any in my portfolio because I know I'm the kind of guy who would panic if it underperformed for a year. I could not hold through that period to catch the outperformance on the other side. So I think there's enormous behavioral risk in the smart beta space, much more so than in the traditional index space.
Hogan says it's important to take your time when evaluating a smart beta ETF and be prepared to hold it for a very long time. For up to 5 to 10 years. As for that conference, more people showed up than anticipated to learn more about these ETFs that vary widely in complexity. That's your Bloomberg ETF report. I'm Katherine Cowdery. You can find more information about exchange-traded funds at Bloomberg.com/market/ETFs.
You can listen to Bloomberg Radio in New York on Bloomberg 1130, in Boston on 1200 AM and 94.5 FM HD2, in San Francisco on 960 AM and 103.7 FM HD2, and Sirius XM Satellite Radio Channel 119.